Here's the snap to Driscoll. He's got time. Stepping up, firing downfield. Jalen Kemp down there, wide open across the 35 and out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Big play, Driscoll to Kemp, and the Texans are at the Saints 30 all of a sudden.
All right, that was Jeff Driscoll, Clint. He had a pretty good game. Three turnovers, but three touchdowns.
Jeff Driscoll is freakishly athletic.
Had a pretty good game. Brought him back to win that game. But he was able to play as much as he did because Kyle Allen was out with COVID. He is back now. He practiced today. He was back out there. I never thought I'd say this, Clint, but does Kyle Allen have a potential problem on his hands? Is Jeff Driscoll kind of pushing him a little bit more? Because I thought it was sewed up. We knew Davis Mills was a starter. Kyle Allen was the backup. And then, you know, we just thought Jeff Driscoll had allies, could do different things, and would stay on this team in a certain way. Do you think there is a chance that Jeff Driscoll could push Kyle Allen for that position?
I don't think so. I think if you stack those guys up over an entire training camp, like, life is difficult as a backup and a third stringer in camp. I mean, the pictures you get are never very clear. You're fighting an uphill battle. You're typically playing with guys that you don't get a lot of reps with. And so it's never going to look pretty for these guys in terms of the coaches evaluating them. But I think that if you put these guys side by side, I don't think there's any discussion to be had about which one is a better passer of the football, which one gives you a better chance to win a ball game if he does have to play, and that's Kyle Allen. I personally don't think there's any reason for Kyle Allen to be even concerned, but really, I've been wrong before. I mean, I've seen Kyle Allen give a team a chance on Sundays in the regular season, a chance to go out there and win ball games in his time with Carolina. He is a solid backup. I think Jeff Driscoll is still a guy that you look at and is a little bit different of a breed. I know Pep Hamilton made the comment about Jeff is not a hybrid. He is a quarterback. I get it, but there's a reason why that y'all moved into tight end last year. I mean, as dysfunctional as this organization was, I don't think it should have ever happened. I thought it was silly when it happened.
Freakishly fast.
There's still a reason you did that. Like, if you thought highly enough of him at quarterback, you wouldn't have said, let me risk him going out there and playing special teams or playing tight end. He is not, contrary to what other people say, he is not the kind of athlete that an NFL coach watches and goes, that's tight end. That's special teams. No, you did that because you didn't think highly enough of him from the quarterback position to keep him at the quarterback
position. You think he surprised him with his performance?
No, I mean, I don't think he
he didn't. I was gonna say, you didn't think he was.
No, I don't. I mean, look, the throw. I mean, I'm not, and I don't want to minimize the game winning drive by any means, and I don't want to minimize his performance. But Jeff Driscoll did not do anything in that performance that I didn't think Jeff Driscoll was capable of doing. Now, I'm also not I'm not one that's just smashed Jeff Driscoll as a third-string quarterback for the Texans over the last couple of years. So he may have surprised. There's a lot of people that have done that, which is fine and understandable and justifiable. Now, those folks may have said, well, I was surprised. I'm not surprised by seeing Jeff Driscoll go out there and underthrow a go route that got intercepted and then come back and then throw to a beautifully drawn up play where Jalen Kemp's wide open, throw in the ocean type of deal, a little flat route where Johnny Johnson, I believe, he created some separation there. I believe it was number one in the read on the goal line down there. That stuff doesn't surprise me. He's capable of getting in and out of the huddle. He's capable of making all the throws. But along the way, he's gonna make some poor decisions, underthrow some balls, fall short physically in the actual passing of the football department. He's going to leave some to be desired from that perspective. I don't think Kyle Allen does that as often as Jeff Driscoll does.
He should be good.
Yes,
I think so. Unless he just takes a dump.
If he gets in there and Jalen Kemp's got a 3-yard separation on a guy on a go route and he underthrows it so bad the DB picks it off, then we got a different conversation.
Yeah.
But those are the things that I just don't think. I think Kyle Allen is going to get the ball to the open guy. I think Kyle Allen is going to plays when they're there to be made. I think he's going to be with very minimal reps. I think he's going to be a guy that you can get in the game and get you out of the huddle, get in and out of the huddle, get you out of a game that maybe in the second half he has to play. And that's what you want out of your backup. I'm not going to sit here and stroke Kyle Allen as if he's the next coming, but
comparative to Driscoll.
I think Kyle Allen is just a much more polished, natural passer of the football than Jeff Driscoll is. And nothing that happened Saturday all of a sudden made me believe Jeff Driscoll is all of a sudden this elite passer of the football.
Pep Hamilton, the offensive coordinator, spoke about Jeff Driscoll today as he met with the media.
Well, I think Jeff is more than a hybrid quarterback. I think Jeff has shown, even in that last drive, that he can play from the pocket. He can make all the throws from the pocket. And he has the poise and the savvy to lead us to, a win regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the fact that it was preseason. He just showed a lot of good attributes that you look for in your quarterbacks.
I think Kyle just has to be a little bit more serious. Just a little bit, just not take it as, hey, I got this sewn up.
Oh, well,
that's all. I was a little surprised from Jeff's performance over a three. Yeah, I said it to you. I said Jeff maybe earned himself maybe a couple of more years to be in these camps.
And oh yeah, I mean Jeff put out some good film, and no, I thought you were just asking like my opinion of what's going on.
No, I hear you.
If the question is Kyle Allen. Like Kyle Allen is not the caliber player that at any point in time should relax and be like, I got this thing sewn up. No, boss. No. You got to go, COVID or no COVID, you got to go out there and earn it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.